So we mentioned that the logic behind Malacha B'dikah is because since we know that we use chametz in these places, chametz is used constantly in these places, or it's a possibility, it's either midaraisa, midarabanan, chazar, or mechayev, that there should be B'dikah there. The question is, can we use cleaning, can the cleaning process, can that approximate the B'dikah? So, we should argue like this. We're going to discuss the question of doing B'dikah prior to the night of the 14th. In some cases, it works. We're going to talk about doing B'dikah by day. In some cases, that it works. So maybe this is the same type of something like B'dikah as well. But the luck is that Chazal gave us a certain way to do B'dikah, and the Chazal did not want to differentiate between different types of B'dikah. So they gave us one system of B'dikah, with Loraner, etc. Even when you check by day, you have to do it Loraner, Shalotachlik Bein B'dikah L'B'dikah. So you have to do it in the same way. But the question is, we should argue a different type of asur. Not that this is a form of B'dikah, but this takes away the need for B'dikah, because we know the rule is in a place where you're not machzis chametz, there's no need for B'dikah. And by cleaning it, you are changed the chazaka of this place from being a place which no longer has chametz. So there's no chiva B'dikah. So can we make such an argument or not? So the halacha is that we do not make such an argument, and we assume that Chazal put a chiyuv b'dikah on a mokum which was used during the year. Even if you theoretically changed it now, you still have a chiyuv to be b'dikah in that mokum. However, Moshe says that this only applies to a mokum. The ikar b'dikah was put on mekaymus. But if you're talking about items, so even though we know that we have to, if there's a possibility of comments in an item, you have to be checked for that as well. But the chiyuv b'dikah was not put in such a way that the zinah shlotachlik applies to items. So we're talking about the Ramos says you have to check your pockets. Sometimes they'll put a cookie in their pocket, they'll put something in their pocket. It's used, you put chametz in, maybe there's crumbs there. You have to check your pockets, the Ramos says. If I want to clean up my pockets beforehand in such a way that I'm going to make it a place which no longer has a chashash of chametz, so I've taken care of that problem. And the rule of shalotachlik bein b'dikah l'b'dikah doesn't apply to such an item. Toys, even a car, the assumption of a car, we deal with a car not as a mokum, but as an item. Suitcases, knapsacks, all these type of things, a person can do a process beforehand of cleaning them out, and if it's going to be difficult to then do it again on the night of the b'dikah, but it's going to become very onerous, all the things that you have to check, so a person can use this process of cleaning them out beforehand as a way, Ramosha says, as a way to obviate the need for b'dikah. Now, not everybody agrees with this, and therefore if a person has the option of doing a b'dikah, it would make sense to do so. We will talk about, when we talk about the idea of different nights, we also talk about, can you do something other than Laura Nair? Can we use something else besides Laura Nair as a way to fulfill the requirement for B'dikah? Have a good morning.